This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to the All Access Post Game Show. Doug Newton here alongside Dave Bird, and we're joined now by head coach of the men's basketball team, Bobby Collins. And Coach Collins, a 70-51 final tonight. I guess from your perspective, let's start with what you didn't like, because I know that there'll be things that you'll want to improve on, and that's what we're trying to take away from this game. So what do you see that needs improvement?
Well, we're a work in progress.
Yeah.
We definitely are a work in progress. It's early, you know, I have a new staff and 9 new players, and we're trying to build that chemistry and camaraderie. And I didn't think that we really got into any rhythm tonight. It seemed like when we got to a rhythm, it was a timeout. They did a very good job of being patient on the offensive end on their end, which made us defend like 4 to 5 passes, and it really kind of took us out of the flow. And they did a very good job, and my hat goes off to coach. He did a very good job preparing his team, and the 1-3-1 kind of threw us for a surprise, but we were able to get the ball inside to Michael Myers and then do some things. I was pretty disappointed, as you've seen. I was pretty heated that their intensity and effort seemed like it was more than ours, and that's not the way we prepare. That's not the way we play. I told them that's not my personality. That's not who I am as a coach. So they got to catch on to my personality and the way I coach and my passion and play with the effort and intensity that I expect them to play with.
Well, Coach, David Bird, by the way, glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, Dave.
Michael Myers, I've been here for 11 years now watching UMS, and he brings to the Hawks a big man that can run up and down the floor. He can play defense, play offense. We're gonna. It looks like he's gonna be a major part of our offense. Is that the plan for?
Well, that
for
is
Mike?
The plan. But you know, Mike's got to play, you know, the way we want him to play. He's got to play both ends of the court, and he got to play consistent. And I know he hadn't played in 2 years, but I told him he's got to get in shape in a hurry, because this is his last year. He doesn't have room for error. I need him to do the things the way that we need him to do it, or he's gonna sit beside me, and his senior year gonna pass him by. You know, that's the best way to get what you need out of a player is that bench.
As for things that you did like, what can we say from this game is really a Bobby Collins team? What tonight had your fingerprints on it, I guess?
Wow, that's a hard one, because I told him, I said, that wasn't my team that I coached. And I can't coach the way that we were tonight. It seemed like it was ragtag, and they were playing for the crowd and for the ahs and oohs, and you know, that's not the way I perform. I want to execute. I want to get prepared for March. I want them to play. I know it's a work in progress, but I wanted to see some of my fingerprints, like you said, as far as executing my sets, transition defense, getting back and really grinding and getting those 50-50 balls, which I don't think we won that battle tonight. Matter of fact, we had 20 turnovers. There's no way. I mean, that's insane, and I'm very disappointed about that, and that's why I say tonight was difficult, because a lot of the things wasn't my fingerprint, more so than that was.
There were certainly times where the defense did play well. Salisbury had long extended droughts. What did you see on that end of the floor that you can carry over against Virginia Tech in the season opener?
Well, you know, I was really disappointed in our defensive effort and intensity. It just wasn't who we are, and how we practice. We didn't make them miss shots. They missed shots. Mm-hmm. They had open looks. And I was very, very upset about that. And we got to do a better job of just closing out and just making people miss shots opposed to them just missing it. Because when we play a Virginia Tech and we play a Mount St. Mary's, those guys can knock shots down.
Coach, the season opener is upon us, and I'll get you out on this. You have 3 days to prepare for Virginia Tech. What do you do in those 3 days to get ready for high major competition?
Well, they may not see a basketball. We got to get in shape. That's the first thing that go. And I told them that fatigue make cowards of us all. And we got to be in better shape. And I didn't think that we were in good shape. And I know it's game shape. You know, we guys practice hard. We do hard things. We do a lot of running. But it's a difference when the game and the whistle gets to blowing. But we're going to work on our defensive intensity. We got to get better there, because I believe that we can score the basketball. But once we get some defensive stops and we can score in our defensive transition, then we'll be better.